Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Senior Director of Budget and Tax Research at Illinois Policy, an advocate for the Illinois taxpayer, IllinoisPolicy.org. Adam, great to have you back on the show. Always good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well, Annie.
So I want to ask you this, and the fair tax is something that is that American or Illinoisans specifically are facing. It's that constitutional amendment that they're going to find on their ballot. First, let's just talk straight up what it is. You've got a yes or a no vote on a constitutional amendment on your ballot. What is it going to say on your ballot? Give us kind of the layout here briefly about what Illinoisans are deciding on.
So at the very top of your ballot, you will see a paragraph that purports, at least, you know, is supposed to explain what the constitutional amendment does. And unfortunately, that paragraph itself was written in biased ways that kind of, you know, our politicians are trying to put their thumb on the scale and encourage people to vote yes on the amendment. So it kind of reads like an advertisement in favor of the amendment. But what people are actually voting on, to be clear, is whether or not to grant Springfield politicians permanent new taxing authority that would allow them to tax all of us in new and higher ways with a simple majority vote. And there would not be, you know, if they elect to change their initial rate plan, there would not be a second vote from the people. So the only thing that voters are being asked is, do you want to remove all current restrictions on their taxing power and grant them additional taxing powers?
So if you hand the power over to J.B. Pritzker's legislature, the super majority of Democrats in the House, the super majority of Democrats in the Senate, and a governor that would sign basically anything that was sent to him, what needs to happen? So they've got some tax rates that they have proposed that are they automatically go in. And this is the numbers that you're seeing on all the mail, all the dead trees in your mailbox right now, telling you why you should vote yes on the fair tax. And they're saying all of 97% of the people are going to see their taxes stay the same or go down. How easy would it be if the yes vote on the fair tax passes? How easy would it be for them to say, nope, we're going to raise taxes on 97% of Illinoisans because COVID happened and we've rerun the numbers and it's worse than we expected? How simple will it be if the yes vote gets through for this legislature and governor to move the rates that are, you know, the ones that just go automatically into effect? How easy would it be for them to change those?
It would be as easy as it is for them to do anything. So under the current law, under the flat tax protection, if our politicians want to raise taxes, they have to raise them on everybody. And that acts as a check on their power. It's a protection for taxpayers for the same reason that when you're watching a scary movie, you know, you scream at the good guys to stick together. They're harder to pick off one by one. But if we give politicians this new taxing power, if we eliminate the flat tax protection, then with a simple majority vote at any time, with a simple majority vote, they could vote to raise taxes on the middle class. They could vote to impose new taxes on retirees. They could vote to allow local income taxes so that struggling cities could also double tax you at the local level. And in fact, the amendment removes the existing prohibition on double taxation. So it would be incredibly easy for them to raise taxes on the middle class. It would be incredibly easy for them to increase taxes on retirees. Currently, retirees do not pay any income tax in Illinois, but every state with a progressive income tax does tax some form of retirement income. And in half of the states with progressive income taxes, other than Illinois, so in half of the states that currently have this, the middle class pays the maximum tax rate. So when you look around the nation, you don't see that progressive tax powers lead to this, you know, soak the rich type of strategy Governor Pritzker's promoting. Instead, what you see is that they hit their middle class very hard and they hit their retirees very hard because that's where most of the taxable income is. So when you look at a state like Illinois dealing with the massive debt and budget problems we're dealing with, that's where the money is. That's where they're going to go next.
So, you know, we're speaking with Adam Schuster. You're the senior director of budget and tax research. You make your living off of knowing this stuff inside and out. And you said something there that, according to the mail in my mailbox, is a bold-faced lie. You talked about new taxes that could come from a yes vote on the fair tax. You talked about extra retirement tax that could hit Illinoisans across the board. You've talked about other ways that they could double tax you if this yes vote goes through. My mail that Mike Madigan and the Democrats are spending millions of dollars on putting in my mailbox says that you're lying when you said that. Which is the truth?
So I think, you know, this is a major problem. Unfortunately, the proponents of this plan, the proponents of the progressive income tax, are not being honest with the voters. They're not being honest in their mailing. They're trying to trick you and mislead you into thinking that the tax rates are what you're voting on, the idea that only the top 3% will pay more and 97% will pay the same or less. That's not what you're voting on. And so all of those advertisements are misdirection. They're misleading. You're voting, again, on eliminating the flat tax protection, eliminating the prohibition on double taxation, and granting new powers to Springfield politicians. I think the fact that they're denying that this is, you know, opening the door to taxing retirement income is, you know, particularly galling, because this is not an idea that originated with organizations like mine. People who are, in general, are in favor of more fiscal responsibility, lower taxes, better business climate. We're not the ones who've made this point. It's been proponents of the progressive tax who for years and years have been admitting that this is the first step to taxing retirement in Illinois because it breaks down a key political barrier to taxing retirement income, which is eliminating the flat tax. Because right now, if they wanted to start taxing retirement income, they would have to tax everybody at once and they would have to tax all of us at the same rate. Under a progressive tax system, they can pick and choose which retirees to hit first, and they can hike taxes little by little on smaller segments of the population so that they don't generate the same public backlash all at once. Or they could do something like start taxing retirement, but at a different rate than regular income for the same reason, you know, so that the initial public opposition is lower. They kind of get their foot in the door and then they jack up the rates later to raise rates. And this is something that people, you know, Governor Pritzker's own revenue director introduced a bill to tax retirement income. The current treasurer of the state of Illinois was, as recently as June, said that, you know, the progressive tax opens the door to taxing retirement income. So this is an argument that they've been making for years. Now they realize how unpopular it is, and about a month before the election, they started running away from their own argument.
So they're lying? Are they trying to scare people? Because I'm seeing so many things that unequivocally say the fair tax does not allow them to tax your retirement, that's not true. And you're telling me that this is a step in the direction of allowing them to do that, correct?
Correct. So what they're using very careful language when they're trying to deny this, like they'll say it has no direct effect or that the rates they're implementing do not tax retirement income. Both of those things are true. The issue here, again, is not that the initial rates, which could be changed at any time, start taxing retirement income. It's that this gives them new powers, which makes it structurally easier for them to tax retirement income. And yes, frankly, they're lying. I mean, this is currently the subject of an ongoing lawsuit. The Illinois Policy Institute joined with three retirees in Cook County in part to sue over the misleading language on the ballot and the misleading mailings that went out from the Secretary of State, in part because of this issue about taxing retirement income, because they say in that mailing that was paid for by taxpayers that the amendment does not tax retirement income. Now, if you read that, you might think that the amendment prevents a tax on retirement income rather than making it easier. So yes, they're being dishonest, and that's why we're suing to try to get the honest information out there and to give voters, you know, accurate information when they're voting on this.
Last question for you, Adam. You know, we're talking about the what's at stake here. And what you're telling me is that whatever they're suggesting to you are going to be the tax rates, if this passes with a yes vote, that can change with one single vote with a simple majority in the legislature. So it would be incredibly easy for them. It would be incredibly easy for them to pass this where our local Metro East representatives, the Democrats like Katie Stewart, who is a Mike Madigan-funded candidate down here, and Monica Bristow, who is a Mike Madigan-funded Democrat candidate down here, both who we should unseat, they can vote no for this. And they've got so many votes. They have such a strong majority right now in the legislature that a lot of these downstate Democrats are going to vote against it. Mike Madigan's going to let them. And they could still adjust these rates with any amount that they feel like they could actually get through. Adam, in your professional opinion, as a senior director of budget and tax research, to fix the problem that is ahead of us, how far do you think that this Democrat-controlled legislature and governor would take these tax rates in order to address the problems facing our state? How high could these tax rates go?
Well, for example, we ran the numbers on what it would take to actually, you know, raise enough money to close the gap in our pension system. That would have to be about a 21% tax increase on everybody above and beyond the first rate proposal. So the rates that they're you know, sending mailers out on, all of those rates would have to go up by about 21% to actually raise enough money to close this gap. You know, there's other ways you could estimate, you know, how much would they try to raise. There's about a $15 billion structural budget deficit, and Governor Pritzker campaigned on an additional $10 billion in new spending. Now, maybe he's not going to push for that new spending on the other side of the pandemic. It's anybody's guess. But at the very least, he's staring down a $15 billion structural deficit. There is simply no way that he can raise the amount of revenue to close that deficit just by hitting people making $250,000 or more a year. So, you know, how low will the brackets go? How high will the rates go? It's anybody's guess. But the problem here is that, you know, they're leaving it in the hands of the politicians to make those decisions, and they're tricking the voters into thinking that we're the ones making that decision. It's a classic bait and switch. And I think you made a very smart point about protecting, you know, members in sort of swing districts or districts that might lean conservative or that could flip, because what they had to get every Democrat to vote in favor of the constitutional amendment. So they had to put all of them on it. And they're using this bait and switch tactic where they can say they voted for a tax increase only on the rich people, but they're actually voting to make it easier to raise taxes on retirees in the middle class in the future. So then if they don't vote on that next set of rates, it gives them this plausible deniability. And I think that's exactly what's going on here.
Adam Schuster, you're the expert on this, and it's so valuable to have your voice here on the Annie Fry Show. Thank you. We're going to continue to talk about this up until Election Day and urge a massive hell no vote on the unfair tax on your ballot. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.